A Sioux Falls woman is suing three police officers and the city for violating her Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable search of her home. A lower court denied the city's request for summary judgment, and the city has appealed that decision to the South Dakota Supreme Court. Justices heard arguments on Tuesday, November 17th. On August 19, 2016, at about 3 in the morning, Sioux Falls Dispatch received a 911 call and did a search to find its source. That process eventually led them to an apartment complex where they found Nicole Boggs' adult son standing outside with a small laceration on his abdomen. He told them the dog had bitten him. Nicole Boggs told officers no one called 911 from her apartment. Officers told her they needed to make sure no one inside needed help. She told them they needed to get a warrant. After about half an hour of arguing, officers entered the apartment, and when Boggs followed them in, they arrested her. Boggs' attorney is Jeff Beck. He tells justices the police officers did not follow their own procedures.
They claim that the 911 call came from inside the house. If that's the case, call it back. Your policy says that's what you do.
Beck says when Boggs followed officers in, two of them grabbed her and held on. When one of the officers tripped over a rug and fell, Boggs fell with him and was injured.
They pull from essentially two different directions. One breaks an arm, the other dislocates a shoulder. She screams out.
Beck says eventually 17 officers arrived on the scene, all of them wearing audio recorders that established a record. Gary Timson represents the city of Sioux Falls. He says police officers repeatedly told Nicole Boggs they didn't need a warrant if they were doing a welfare check. Justice Patricia Devaney asked Timson if the officers also told Boggs she couldn't follow them in as they entered her apartment.
It's not the question of whether they had a reason not to let her come in. It's whether they told her she couldn't come in.
I don't think there's direct evidence of that. But there again, I don't think there's clearly established authority out there, as we've discussed, that would lead a reasonable officer to believe that failing to do that amounted to a constitutional deprivation.
Justices will deliberate whether the lower court erred by not dismissing Boggs' lawsuit and will issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.